This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Writing 855-993-7569. All right, I just thought I Googled, and I Googled exactly as I told you to do it, shortest maiden voyage, which was 30 seconds. And the museum, I misspoke it. I knew it was I knew it was in Scandinavia, but I got confused. It's actually in Stockholm. It's in Vasa. And it's considered the number one tourist attraction in Stockholm. It's called the Vasa. It's a man of war that sank in the harbor in 1628. Was recovered in 1961. So there you go. They have recovered human remains using skulls for facial reconstruction. I mean, it really is fascinating. It's a whole, I mean, it's in multiple stories. And what you do is you can, the ship is in the middle. And then you sort of go around it. And because the water is so cold, it was very well preserved. 17th century ship with the shortest maiden voyage. What did we do before the internet? We just stumbled around, right? But you're not impressed that I could Google the shortest maiden voyage and it could come up, right? Yeah. You know, but I knew that's what it was. I mean, it's that part stuck in my head. The city, all right, Helsinki, Stockholm, what can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. It somehow seems somewhat appropriate. We've actually put some new questions up on Facebook that you can check out. We'd love for you to respond to. But one of the things that we had up well before the speech last night was the influences of your childhood. We said, what was the most important part of your childhood growing up? And positive or negative, be specific. All right. So Jacob, did you come up with anything in the interim, or are you still feeling a little like your childhood is still spread before you like a picnic table?
Well, my mom texted me one thing, which
aha! Thanks, Mom.
It's kind of it's negative and it's positive, I suppose. Okay. But shortly after I first moved out, I wasn't keeping real good track of my money, and I was just kind of buying whatever. And then one
day, how old were you at the time?
I was 20, I think.
Okay.
Then one day I realized I
had no money.
Didn't have enough money to pay my bills, and I was freaking out. And I went over to my mom's, and my stepdad helped me go through my checkbook register and balance everything and figure out what I had. And I was crying because I was just like, didn't know what I was going to do. And then shortly after that, I got this project to paint a mural at the school that I was going to at the time, the Institute of Production and Recording. And I painted a mural in the library and made enough money to pay my rent with it. And so it really saved my butt. And so ever since then, I've been I'm not
a little more responsible.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like a tightwad or anything, but I'm also, yeah, pretty
a little
just
more careful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
So tell me about this mural painting. So this because Jacob was off for what, about 3.5 weeks, almost a month, right?
Yeah, pretty close.
Helping his brother paint a mural for the Vikings, right?
Yep.
And and so is that your true love, or is that just something that you do to pay the rent, or what's the story about murals?
Well, the mural at the Viking Stadium was all my brother. I just helped him out. The one I did, I do my own art as well. And so I don't remember how the librarian saw my artwork at some point, and she kind of talked to the owner of the school and got that hooked up. But I love painting and drawing, but I would say if anything's my one true love, it's music. That's okay. What I'm most.
Did you ever put the murals, the Viking mural up on our website?
I did, yep. I forgot to send it to you, but I put it up
on
Facebook.
Yeah, send it to me. Send it to me. That'd be good. Yeah. So did you get a lot of response to it? Did people like it?
I know there was a few likes and some comments. I haven't checked that out in a little while, but...
Well, as you know, it's always a little iffy to put stuff on the Internet because people somehow decide because it's on the Internet, it's okay to be really horrible and mean.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
It occurred to me after I did that, but I don't think my listeners don't do that. So,
no.
All right, so let's see what other people say about the important part of their childhood, the quintessential issues growing up.
Francis says, I was my father's sidekick. He was the original Huck Finn and took me on all his adventures. I learned more about life from him than I've ever learned in school.
There you go. Well, it would be nice to... That's one of those responses that really cries out for a little bit more clarification of does that mean rafting trips and what did he do? And I mean, that sounds fun. I mean, Huck Finn, wow. Who could not love Huck Finn as a dad? Your mom may not have felt exactly the same way, but... Yeah. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Okay. Antonio says, getting sober, which was my transition from childhood to being an adult.
Amen.
This was the point when I started to take work seriously and become conscious of how important respecting others in the workforce, regardless of ethnicity, gender, etc., really is. Now, that being said, this does not mean I must have sexual relations with other ethnicities or hang out with them after work, which some may imply.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
An interesting twist at the end there.
Yeah, that seemed like a major leap, but maybe that's what happened. Let's give him credit because it sounds like that may have been what was happening when he was drinking.
Okay.
Right? Because otherwise it doesn't quite follow. It sounds to me that was part of his movement from being irresponsible and childish and a drunk to being sober and a good employee and being respectful, is that means that he didn't necessarily hit on everybody and have sex with them. Okay, let's assume that's what he meant.
Right.
Because we want to give him full credit for his sobriety. Because otherwise, okay, never mind. We already went there. All right, keep going.
Okay. Genevieve says, extremely positive. Had a great Catholic education at a private school taught by nuns, developed an incarnational view of the world and the value of genuine relationships.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good. That sort of fits in with the call that we took from yesterday of if you're not honest, if you're not accepting of yourself, and that doesn't mean that you don't understand your own faults. I think acceptance means accepting the positive and the negative and being willing to polish the positive and work on the negative. But a sense of, I'm okay, I have some work to do, I'm a work in progress, but there's not a self-loathing involved. Because until you do that, you're going to have a hard time having relationships with people because you're going to feel that you have to keep them at arm's length. And if they like you, you may feel that they're gullible because they like you if you don't like yourself. And so it makes it very difficult to have meaningful relationships. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Barbara says, my aunt, mother, and grandmother, both positive and negative people in my life, but they were always there for me.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, a little more specificity wouldn't hurt us, but okay.
Margaret, being a child in a Navy family until I was in junior high, we moved every 2 to 4 years, so I learned to make new friends easily and be comfortable dealing with new situations. And we lived 3 years in Japan. I was there 4th through 6th grade. So I was exposed to a totally different culture and learned to accept and deal with huge differences in how people live and behave. I'm 65 now, and I still remember a Japanese folk song and how to count to 99.
That's great. Yeah, by the time I graduated from high school, I think I've been to 10 different schools, so I agree. 855-993-7569. I've got room for you if you'd like to give us a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about childhood influences. And, I mean, basically, depending on what person you listen to, Freud says that our personalities are intact by the time we're five. Right? Everything after that is just kind of polishing or refining or channeling. Piaget says by two. It's all done by two. But you can hear when people talk, and we're not really talking about personality structure per se, although that may be part of it, but we're talking about what the influences are, and you can see that, and I suppose we could ask, I think we've asked the question of what's your earliest remembrance as a child. I think we've done that. But sort of saying, you know, when do you think, we could ask, I suppose, when do you think your personality was formed? I'm not sure that we're going to be the most accurate reporters on that, but it's an interesting question. 855-993-7569. Sean, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good, Sean. How am I going to help you?
I am scheduled to go this evening to visit a cousin who I had been very close to, who is dying. She has bile duct cancer, and it's though she's been in the odds for 3 years now, it's the end is obviously near, and I'm just trying to work up some Dutch courage to go. I mean, thankfully it's going to be at a family restaurant with other people around, and it's apparently it's not going to be a pity party. It's to celebrate another family member's birthday.
Good.
It's just the initial awkwardness
Okay.
Of course
How old is your cousin, Sean?
57.
When's the last time you saw her?
Probably about a year ago, and we keep in contact via Facebook.
How old are you?
52.
Okay. What is it? Do you know what her prognosis is at this? Do you know what the projection of her longevity is or isn't at this moment?
It's dire. Another family member had called me to urge me to come because the doctor, even though they can't really give a specific time, says it could be a week to 10 days.
Okay, so we're talking really imminent.
Yes.
Let me just—it's interesting. You should call today. Today is actually the birthday of my friend who died in March, and so the first thing I would tell you of been there, done it, and what you need to do is exactly what you're doing is show up. And the first thing I would probably say to you is be prepared for a visual jolt. That if she's, regardless of how she looked a year ago, it's very likely that she's going to look much more cachectic now. She's going to look much more drawn, much more skeletal. And that's not uniformly true, but it's more often true than not. And if not, if you're prepared for that and she looks fine, then you're in great shape. So just be prepared for the initial surprise. And quite often, I think, that's the real wake-up call, if it were, for those of us who shepherd people through terminal illnesses, is when it's quite obvious that that they're really physically very fragile in a way that they had not been previously. And it sounds like she's a fighter, so it may have been that she was keeping up her appetite and whatever. But I guess I just want you to be prepared for that so you don't say, oh my God, or collapse, or just be prepared for it. But then what is it that you want her to know? What is it that you'd like to share with her? What's important for her to know from you at this moment? Even though it's in a public place, but still, what would you like to whisper in her ear? What would you like her to take away from you from this experience?
I guess, of course, that that I love her, but I guess the thing I need to get over is I'm not a Sharon, and I tend to, in situations like this, tend to be a bit of a Pollyanna. You look terrific. You're a fighter. Keep going. You're an inspiration. I'm more of an emotional cheerleader than I'm so sorry. Goodbye.
But let's find something between those two, because your gut tells you that doing that at this moment is not very appropriate, right? I mean, you know that saying, wow, you look great, when she looks like she's literally got one foot in the grave and another in a banana peel, just forces her to reassure you. And that's, she's the one on borrowed time, so you don't want to waste her time like that. So I agree with you. The cheerleader role, not appropriate. The, oh, I'm so sorry, also not appropriate, because that really forces her to comfort you. Let me just give you, as I said, having been through this in the last couple of months, some hints that worked for me. And to be quite honest, I actually had a caller when I was, before I had my gig. I had a gig, but it was not syndicated. And she taught me this. If I have a moment, let me tell you this first, and then I'll tell you the fuller story if we have the time. To go and sit next to her and you know, take a moment. It doesn't have to be the whole time. And hold her hand and look into her eyes and maybe whisper into her ears, depending on... My friend had some hearing issues, so whispering in her ear was really important, because otherwise she was going to say, what? What? And it was emotional for me, and the advantage about whispering in somebody's ear is if you're tearing up, it's not as obvious. And I just shared with her some of the silly things that were coming to mind at that moment, things that we've done together, that I'd been to a Penn State game, and it had been raining, and when they took the tarp down, I got deluged. And I was famous for having done the baptism at Penn State. It was unintentional, but, and some of the things that we'd done and some of the silly things, and just kind of just chatted her through our experiences together of how important. So she knew she was important to me, and she knew that I loved her. But this was kind of a very specific, and you know me in specificity, of kind of walking through experiences that we shared together that were funny or silly, or from my point of view, memorable. And I didn't ask very much of her because at this time she was really very weak. And I said to her, I also, which may be a little less comfortable for you to do in this particular setting, I also gave her a foot rub, because I know when you're feeling awful that somehow just being touched helps. So you may want to hold her hand. I don't know, is it just going to be just you, or is it going to be other, it sounds like it's other people as well.
No, there's going to be many people there, which is, okay. is giving me a bit more courage. It's going to be diffused, the emotional rawness.
Well, but again, I would make sure that you have some special time with her. Are you going to be able to stick around and maybe talk with her after this celebration, or is this going to be the one-off here?
Now, it's possible, but this is where I feel ashamed and a bit of a coward.
Listen.
Family event.
It's okay. Stick with me for a minute, all right? I'm going to walk you through this. I promise. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
800-823-3851. Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sean, who's feeling a little down on himself because he has a relative with whom he feels some connection, who is really in the last stages of a terminal illness. And he's, when actually is the event, Sean?
When was she diagnosed?
No, when is the event that you're dreading?
It's this evening. It's at 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. It's okay to feel terrible. You just have to show up. Okay. It's just that feeling embarrassed because you're dreading it is perfectly okay. Dreading it is okay. Not showing up is not okay. Because this is, there's a great, I'll tell you two stories. First of all, there's a book by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who is the woman who wrote On Death and Dying, and which is a textbook, and it's worth reading. It's a bit redundant, but she talks about the five stages of grief, yada, yada. But she did, for me at least, a much more helpful book called Until We Say Goodbye, which is how do you help someone to live until they can't anymore. And because you get to do the mourning, or you have the option of doing the mourning after she's gone. Until she's still here, your job is to give her as much of yourself as you can in sharing your life with her, because you'll have time to mourn and to grieve when she's no longer here, but it's premature and inappropriate at this moment. Let me just tell you a quick story, which may help. It was enormously helpful to me. A bunch of years ago, before I had the syndicated gig, I filled in for everybody because that's what you do. And I was working one Christmas Eve, which is a terrible time not only to work, but to work in this particular genre, because people who are alone on Christmas Eve are alone, right? It's not like some regular weekday. So you get a whole lot of people who are really feeling very, very unhappy, and it's your job. And you have to make sure that the audience who's listening isn't feeling so bummed out by your interaction with these people that they just turn it off. So it's not the world's easiest gig, and almost everybody who has a regular gig doesn't work on Christmas Eve. Anyway, but that I was working. So this woman calls, and she said, "My husband died a year ago tonight." And all I could think of was, I must have done something horrible to somebody at some point in my life because I'm now being punished. But she told me the following story, and you can see why I've never forgotten it. She said her husband had been quite ill, and they knew that he didn't have much longer. So they made an appointment. It was Christmas Eve day, the day of Christmas Eve. And they went out to their favorite place for breakfast, and they went to their lawyer's office and signed all the papers they needed to, and they went to the bank and checked out their box and did everything. And they had lunch with some old friends and came home, and she looked at him and she said, "Look, why don't you get in your pajamas and I'll make us some to eat?" And she hears this clunk. So she goes into the bedroom. She turns. She has the presence of mind to turn off. She was scrambling some eggs or something. And so she turns off the fire underneath the eggs. And she goes in, and she helps him get into bed. And for the next 5 or 6 hours, she whispered all the events of their life that they shared together. When they met, their courtship, their marriage, their kids, their fights, their vacations, their homes, their jobs, all the things that she could remember. And as she talked to him, his breathing got more and more labored. And he finally died about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And she called up her daughter, who was a nurse, and said, "Daddy's passed." And her daughter said, "Well, come right over." She said, "No, I need a little bit of time." So they showed up at about 6 o'clock to pronounce him. And she's telling me the story. And all I could think of was how brave she was, because the issue was not dying. None of us are getting out of here alive. The issue is dying alone. And somehow she found the courage and the love and the generosity to be able to usher him out, so that he wasn't in a hospital. He wasn't, there was no reason at all to do life support or to do heroic measures or to have an ambulance, that she could find the courage in herself to stick with him. And I don't think you necessarily have to do that. But, and this is certainly a hopefully easier job. As you point out, you're not going to be there alone. But this is your opportunity to give her the gift of self, of what she's meant to you, the thoughts that she's going to leave you with when she's no longer here, and the thoughts that she can take with her wherever it is that her next plane is. So it's okay to feel a little bit nervous. It's okay to think, crap, I don't really want to do this. Couldn't I just stay home and watch Game of Thrones? But show up. And how you do it, I think you're going to surprise yourself. And it's okay to feel a little wobbly. It's okay to feel emotional. It's okay to have a hard time with it. Because all you're doing is giving her the gift of how much your time on this earth has meant to me. And in the final analysis, Sean, that's probably all any of us can give to each other, of just that statement that said, you matter. and the important part of you will stay in my head and my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel better just talking about it. It seems the right thing to do is never the easiest thing to do. So
seldom. And let me just add one other thing, because you've been so honest and so generous with me, is that doing a follow-up of just sitting with her, or as I said with my friend, it was I got some nice lotion and gave her a foot rub and rubbed her hands, because I knew her body hurt, and sometimes just gentle touch with people makes a difference, just that connection. I'll tell you one other kind of cool thing. I said to her, you know, it's clearly one of the things that I kind of do sometimes. And it's happened 4 or 5 times in my life where I said to somebody, look, I'll spend, you know, next weekend with you, or I'll spend tomorrow with you, or I'll spend, you know, whatever. But if I know you're a fighter, if you need to go, go. And without exception, I've done probably for 5 people, and all of them have died within 24 hours. So I think some people view me as Typhoid Mary. Here she comes. If I ever say, you know, you're a fighter, but it's okay, you know. But the way they ushered her out, I was not actually there the next day when she did die. They actually had two of the nurses holding her hand, and they had a harpist, which I just thought was the coolest thing, because what do all of us associate harpists with, right? Heaven. So the question is, am I here or not here? So I thought that was just a cool, you don't have to learn to play the harp between now and tonight. You don't have to do it, but you do have to show up tonight. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Courage, sweetie. 855-993-7569. Karen, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just calling because my nephew, who's 18, has a drug problem. He's doing all kinds of drugs, and he made a reference to, you know, like a joking reference to my son, who was kind of like, you know, he was kind of acting crazy, I guess, my son. And he's like, well, what's he on, like cocaine or something? And he said that, you know, just in front of my son and me and what have you. And so I just, you know, he's making some poor choices as far as I'm concerned. And I'm just trying to see what boundaries I should put in place.
Okay, are we talking about, how old is your son?
7.
Okay. Is your nephew, has he graduated high school? Is he in rehab? What's the story with your nephew?
He's graduated high school, and he's supposedly going to community college.
How often does he see your 7-year-old?
Probably maybe like once a month.
Has your 7-year-old asked about his nephew about why he's behaving that way?
No, but they seem to have like a strong bond, because sometimes mm-hmm. they'll take him go skateboarding and things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure your son looks up to him. Okay, here's an opportunity. If you say, I don't want you to be around him, your son is going to ask why, and he's not going to be very happy about that. And it may be, let me just tell you a quick story. As I've mentioned, both my parents smoked. There are 6 of us. And all of us pled with my parents to not smoke. Didn't have any effect. My 4-year-old niece went up to my father and said, I don't want you to die. And he never took another cigarette. Hold that thought. I'll be right back to you. Karen, be right back with you. Debbie, I should be able to talk with you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
to a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We were talking with Karen, who's got a 7-year-old who's got an appropriate crush on, or a hero worship on his 18-year-old cousin who's got a... Do you know what drugs the 18-year-old is using?
Well, I think acid, mushrooms, pot, cocaine. I'm not sure what else. I don't know how he gets money for it, to be honest. But
have you ever sat and talked with him and say, "Hey, look, what's going on with you?"
Well, he really, you know, when you talk to him, he makes it he makes a good, he makes it sound, I don't know, he's like manipulative or something.
It's oh, sure.
Really, it's really hard because he'll say, you know, well, my depression has gotten better and, you know, and then he talks about like conspiracy theories with the FDA, things like that. So, I mean, it's really hard to have any kind of a conversation.
What have you said to the 19-year-old? And you can't do it when he's high, so you have to see it. It may be that you have to talk with him at 8 o'clock in the morning. Of, you know, Jeremy adores you. And my concern is, because you talk about drugs with Jeremy, that Jeremy, because he thinks that the sun rises and sets on you, is going to go down this path. And I know you don't want that for him. Tell me how you can be an influence in his life. Just ask him point blank.
Right.
Well, I mean, what do you have to lose? And now, right. And because you're not saying to him, look, you're using drugs. We all know you're using drugs. Saying, my kid adores you, that he wants to be just like you. Do you want him to be just like you? Do you want drugs to be a part of this kid's life when he's 13 or 14 or 15 or 16?
Yeah. Okay.
Because, look, anything else you do is, we've got two separate issues here. One is the influence on the 7-year-old. And the 7-year-old, I mean, you've got a while where he's still going to be under your jurisdiction to a certain extent. But you've also got an 18-year-old and who's not a disposable human being. I mean, he sounds sad and he sounds lonely. And that 7-year-old may be a really important anchor for him. So, and I'm not suggesting that you throw your 7-year-old under the bus to save the 18-year-old, but it may be by talking with the 18-year-old about it that you're giving the 18-year-old, I mean, you're treating him as a responsible, caring human being, which probably nobody does these days because he's probably not, but you're at least giving him an opportunity to be. You're not forbidding your 7-year-old, who will then just hero worship him. Well, you know, nobody understands him, but I do. And so, and you can call me back, and we can do kind of an update on this. But it would seem to me that it may be worth it, not only for the sake of your 7-year-old, but for the sake of the 18-year-old, of maybe saving a life, of saying, you know, you're smart, you're charismatic, my son thinks he wants to be just like you. Tell me how we're going to deal with this issue about drugs and my 7-year-old. And he's very likely to say, just be prepared. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. But you're smarter than he is, and you're more sober than he is. And you're, at this moment, probably more empathetic and more sensitive and smarter than he is. So stick with him a little bit, because it solves the dilemma of, Do I let my kid be with this guy because it's important to my son and important to the 18-year-old, but I know that the 18-year-old is a walking problem right now, or do I forbid him, which is equally, is equally problematical on both terms, and you'll feel terrible about it. So here's a middle ground that's talking about education and empathy and also giving the 18-year-old some dignity and some responsibility of something he can actually do, because what he feels is he's a huge screw up, which he probably is, but
right.
You're giving him an opportunity to think about somebody else, to be a good role model, to, and as I said, and my dad was not 18 when all this happened, but it was
right.
You could see what an extraordinary thing it was in my life of this 4-year-old, that when people are ready to listen, it doesn't really make any difference. You can stick an M&M in their nostril and it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be an opportunity. And if nothing else, even if it's not an opportunity, it'll give you, number one, more information. Number two, less guilt. Because obviously saying to the 7-year-old, you can't see him, or saying to the 18-year-old, you can't come here. You can certainly say to the 18-year-old after you've had this discussion, and hopefully he'll say, you know, I won't be high around him, or I'll, you know, I mean, there's, but at least there's a dialogue that begins, as opposed to just one more person saying to an 18-year-old, you're a screw up. And it sounds like the 18-year-old is having some serious emotional issues right now. I mean, when he's talking about his depression and paranoia and PTSD, I mean, it sounds like it's a combination of, you know, of a mood disorder and a thought disorder superimposed. Now, and drugs are certainly not helping that at all. But you're not coming across as a lecturer or a judge or a jailer. You're coming across as an aunt and someone who loves him and your kid. And your priority obviously has to be your kid, but it doesn't mean
right.
that he has to be disposable along the line.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you. I'm going to try that. Thank
Great.
You,
and if you need some more help, if I were you, I would probably do it as privately as you can, and maybe taking a walk someplace, and not in a car. Cars, first of all, there's not enough room for that all that energy to dissipate, and certainly not where you're driving, and you don't need people slamming around and stuff like that. But I think having just saying, look, can I buy you a cup of coffee, or and certainly not at a bar. Okay.
Right, exactly.
But you had already figured that part out.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, 855-993-7569. Debbie, I think if you can wait just a minute, I think what if I got here about a minute and a half here, Jacob? All right, Deb, hang on for me, and I will get to you in just a minute or two, but I don't want to just start you with only a minute and a half to go. I'm just trying. All right, so let me just take one more second here and say that we've got one more sporting event that's weighing in on brain damage. Did you see this? The WWE is now saying that they've got dozens of wrestlers are suing over neurological injuries. We're just beginning to see, I think, the tip of this really scary iceberg. So we're going to see what, although, again, it would seem to me that wrestling, especially some of the choreographed part, is somewhat different than football. But there are more than 50 plaintiffs starting in 1970. I will tell you, later in the week, I'll tell you some of my wrestling stories. No, I was not a wrestler, but I knew some of the wrestlers. Gorgeous George, the guy who bit off somebody's ear, I think. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I know we didn't get to movies, to DVDs today, so I will do them tomorrow. And I guess let me just leave you with one thought about helping people to live until they can't anymore, which is think about if you were in that situation, what you'd want from people, okay? Which is, you don't want people to tell you how terrible you look. You don't want them to lie to you. What you want them to do is just be there for you. And sometimes showing up is a large part of what we need to do, because the words matter a little less than showing up. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.